It's very hard to pinpoint a specific reason why Cincinnati would be worse than the rest of the country, but I think our main concern is that we're definitely not good, and the country as a whole is not good, and so we want to look at ways that we can improve the health of greater Cincinnatians and really look at changing our environment to create more of a culture of wellness.
The numbers for Cincinnati don't seem to be significantly higher than the national averages. Why should we be concerned?
Well, I think we should be concerned, not necessarily because there's a big difference between us and the national average, but because the numbers are high regardless. And so when you look at the fact that, you know, about 65% of our adults are overweight or obese, that's a very high number.
What is the difference between being overweight and being obese? Your survey delineates between the two.
That information really comes from BMI calculations, which is body mass index. And so those calculations are done based on the height and weight of a person. And on the BMI calculator, there is a delineation between overweight and obese.
It's like grading.
Yes, it's like grading.
The survey also revealed that race and income are factors. What did you find out about those?
Yeah, well, we definitely found that there is a difference between African Americans and whites. African Americans tend to have higher rates of obesity and overweight, as well as populations who are in low income also have higher rates. And so we know that many of these factors are due to the environment, the communities where people are living, what's accessible to them, you know, if they have outlets for physical activity, if they have access to healthy foods. Those are the types of things that can definitely influence a person's BMI status. And so we know that often African Americans and folks living in low-income communities don't have some of the same amenities as other communities, and so that can influence them.
What help is out there for people who want to make a change in their lives and lose weight?
Well, I think that there are a variety of organizations throughout the greater Cincinnati area that are working to address this problem. Folks who are working to address chronic disease and illness, such as diabetes, heart disease, cholesterol levels, blood pressure. And then we at Interact for Health are also trying to better our communities and create healthier communities through giving better access to physical activity spaces, things that people can get to easily and have low cost or no cost for them to participate. So that reduces the barriers for people to be physically active, and as well as trying to increase the amount of healthy foods that are available and accessible in all communities.
You can find out how to get more information about the Greater Cincinnati Community Health Status Survey on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Jamie Love, thank you.
Thank you so much.